The Center for Life is a nonprofit volunteer-based charity that envisions and promotes a culture where every human life will be acknowledged as having intrinsic value, dignity, and worth. The board of directors consists of individuals from the community with various professional backgrounds, and it's my pleasure to welcome in today the president from the Center for Life here in Newfoundland and Labrador, Linda Holden. Linda, thanks so much for joining us on the air.
I'm very happy and pleased to be here this afternoon with you.
And Linda, we've got another special guest joining us who's a client from the Center of Life, Cindy Marie. And Cindy, you're here to share your life experience as well and how you got connected with the center.
Yes, hello.
Well, thank you for joining us, ladies. And Linda, tell us about some of the work now that the Center for Life does here in our province and what you're known for especially.
Well, we are an educational and supportive charity in Newfoundland, and we are here to help women in unplanned pregnancies with some resources to help them network and connect with resources in the community that can help support them through their pregnancy and after their pregnancy, because we do stay connected to the ladies who come to us for support, because we know financially it can be difficult, and especially for single parents, women who find themselves in unplanned pregnancies. So we're there as a source for them. Education on life, you know, to actually instill in people to cherish how precious human life is. So we have a lot of resources that anyone can access online on our website, or if they want some brochures, they can reach out to us. We connect with seniors as well to offer them under the CVIPT program, income tax preparation, and also some tech support to help them with basics for communication, stay in touch with family. And also we like to offer counseling services, you know, for pregnancy and post-abortion as well, because we know that's very much needed in our community.
And Cindy Marie, that's how you came to find out more about the Center for Life, is the fact that you wanted some counseling. Tell us your story. How did you first come to look for them? What was that all about?
Well, my story is I was a young woman, around 20 years old, and I found myself pregnant due to circumstances out of my control. I was not emotionally well at the time. I found myself doing drugs and alcohol at the time, you know, as a young woman, just figuring out life. So I went ahead and I had an abortion when I was 20, and at 36 I finally decided to reach out to the center. I didn't know it existed. I kind of just put it in a Google search and found it here in St. John's.
What were you looking for? What was it 16 years later? What was it in your heart that you needed exactly?
Well, for me, I never quite understood the ramifications of the abortion. I looked at it, you know, as more of a scientific procedure, and just that's what needed to be done at the time. I didn't want to bring a child into a life that I wasn't stable at the time for me. So over the years, I realized I had a lot of emotional problems around it. I found myself not being able to form intimate relationships with people. Relationships at work were suffering just because I never felt like a whole person. There was a part of me that just, I looked down on myself. I never forgave myself. I thought I was a bad person in the eyes of God and society. I just didn't know really where to go. So that's why I decided to one day just type it in a Google search, and that's where I found Linda.
Okay. And so what happened after that? Like, what kind of counseling or what kind of support did you receive from the Center for Life? What did you take away from all of that?
Well, first, Linda guided me towards a counseling, which I took advantage of, and that helped immensely. And there's also a Rachel's Vineyard at the center that they do once a year, but it wasn't being offered at the time because of COVID. So I chose to do a Save One Bible study.
Were you nervous about going to a pro-life organization to talk about this, or what kind of reception did you get?
I wasn't nervous because the Center for Life online definitely had a welcoming intro. So I said, well, it seemed like a place I could run to just to see what was being offered. And I was overwhelmed, actually, by how nice Linda was and the lady who facilitated Save One, they were not judgmental at all. They were welcoming. They, you know, they made me feel accepted. They told me, you know, I was worthy of, you know, feeling whole again and worthy of God's love. And they guided me into a direction where I could actually heal myself without feeling like a bad person. And one thing I learned through Save One was that I was holding on to a lot of guilt, and I was allowed to grieve loss of a child, which to me, I never looked at it as a grieving process before, because I didn't think that I was allowed to grieve something that was of my own doing.
Wow.
So once I realized, okay, I can grieve this, I'm allowed to, I was given that permission by the help of Linda and Save One. They told me you could grieve this. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you're allowed. Like, you know? So once I started grieving the process, that's when I started
healing. Wow. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for, and if you have any advice to somebody out there who may be going through the similar situation, who is keeping that in their heart, not sharing with anybody, not getting the help and supports they need, what would you offer them? What would you say to them?
I would say definitely reach out to the center and really just dig deep into your emotions and find out what it is that you need to do to, you know, overcome the loss of the child that you had, and just keep digging for answers and just find a light within yourself. And if you feel like you have these unresolved issues, then definitely reach out and try to figure that out.
Well, what a wonderful bit of support, and thank you for coming in and sharing that story with us today. I know this is your first time on the air, but you're doing marvelous. You are. Thank you.
Yes,
for going.
She's doing wonderful.
She's doing marvelous. And Linda, what an incredible opportunity to be able to, and not only just an opportunity, but a calling, really, to be able to help people through some of the most difficult things that they've gone through. And but not even realizing that they're actually grieving.
Yes, if you do read a lot of research on post-abortion, you will see that there is a lot of, you know, emotional. Not every woman may go through it, but there's a good percentage of women that may have that emotional still feelings within them that haven't been resolved. So what they need to know is that the center is a safe place. There is absolutely no judgment. We want to help. We want to reach out. We want to bring that healing. And every woman is at a different place in her journey. So we meet women where they are at. And it does not only just for women, for men or any family members that have been emotionally impacted by abortion. We're there. We're there for them. Yeah. All they have to do is reach out to us. It's professional. It's confidential. And that's the hardest part, is the first step.
Right.
If you can make that first step, that's the biggest step in your journey. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. However long it takes for you is fine. What is important is that they realize there is somebody out there to help them.
And if folks want to get in touch with the Center for Life, they are located at 31 Peach Street. They have a toll-free number, which is 1-877-997-5433. And in our local area, you can call 709-579-1500. That's 709-579-1500. And you can go to their website, as Linda was telling us about earlier, which is thecenterforlife.ca. And they've got their many different programs and their outreach that they have across our province. So be sure and check that out online as well. My guests today have been Linda Holden, and we had Cindy Marie joining us on the air. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing about your story, Cindy. And Linda, the work, the incredible work that's going on, the resources that are still available at the Center for Life, and even educational resources and some of the services of support, as Cindy was telling us about, that she availed of at the center. So thank you so much for the work you do. Ladies, it was an absolute pleasure having you in today.
It was our pleasure. Thank you.